Naomi sensei, what do we have?
今日は no, the nominalizer.
Now, the nominalizer no is used in structures like sentence plus no and works to make the preceding sentence into a noun equivalent.
そうですね。But the sentence has to be the plain sentence. You can't use must.
Yeah, I think we should back up just a little bit first because a lot of times we throw these grammar things out there. Even I get confused. So let's talk about first what a nominalizer is. Now, in English, you're probably familiar with nominalizers. And they usually come in two forms. For example, we have a verb, eat. And to nominalize it, meaning to make it into a noun. In English, we either add a to before it, so to eat, or we add an ing after it, eating. So eat, the verb becomes to eat or eating.Now, in Japanese, no is one of two grammar points we can use to accomplish the same thing. So, for example, we have the verb eat. In Japanese is?
食べる
Eat. And now, to make it into to eat or eating, we add?
の
And now, 食べるの is the equivalent of a noun. Once it's a noun, then we can do lots of different things with it. Now, today, we're not just going to cover the verb, but actually a sentence. We're going to take that whole sentence and make it into a noun or a noun-like structure.Okay, and in English, this is kind of equivalent to a that clause. I think we'll clear it up by looking at a few examples. So, Naomi-sensei, what do we have?
To run is 走る。走るの is running or to run.
Okay, so how would you say it is fun to run?
走るのは楽しい。
See, we have the verb followed by the nominalizer の, followed by the topic marking particle は, and then the adjective 楽しい. In textbooks, it would probably have a des on it, so...楽しいです。Now, there's also another nominalizer, and that's koto. But today we're going to focus just on no.
That was the verb nominalizer. Let's take a look at the sentence nominalizer.
Okay, and again, here we're going to have a sentence followed by no. So how do you say, I run with my dog every morning?
毎朝、犬と走る。
So how do you say, running with my dog every morning is fun? Now, we're going to take the sentence above...Use that as the basis to say doing that action is fun.
毎朝犬と走るのは楽しい。
See, the whole sentence is followed by no topic marking particle wa and 楽しい. Let's do some more practice with this. How do you say studying is fun?
勉強するのは楽しい.
Again, the verb followed by no followed by topic marking particle wa and 楽しい. And of course, how do you say studying Japanese at JapanesePod101.com? Every day is fun.
長いな。Wow, that's long. JapanesePod101.com で毎日日本語を勉強するのは楽しい。
Again, everything preceding the no wa becomes nominalized. This isn't always the case, but it was in this particular sentence. Okay, and then we followed it by 楽しい. Another very popular structure is が好き.
Ah, そうですね。Right.
Something, something, no?が好き。Naomi-sensei, just one quick example.
甘いものを食べるのが好き。
So, I like to eat sweet things.
皆さんは何をするのが好きですか?何をするのが嫌いですか?教えてください。
So, what do you like to do? And what do you hate to do? Or what don't you like to do?